Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Newton Boys Wrestling Coach R.J. Brown. And Coach Brown, a couple of meets in the books. Tumwa, 12th out of 24 teams there. 8 top 10 finishes, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they wrestled well. It was a nice long tournament for us, and having a duel on Tuesday, they're weighing in 3 times during the week. So, they wrestled pretty well. Pretty happy with it.
Kent Montgomery, he's been model of consistency pretty much throughout the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, at Atumwa, he got to wrestle some good competition, and then he had to wrestle a guy coming down, returning fourth place guy back down at 106. So wrestled him, and I thought he wrestled him pretty tough. Real good kid. So, yeah, he's done a really good job. He's working hard and spends a lot of time in the off season wrestling, and it's really showing up.
He actually got second place there. Nick Milburn got in the championship match, too. Didn't quite come through there, though.
Yeah, and it was a great tournament for him. He's been kind of in a rut, not being offensive, not taking a lot of attacks and things like that. And just all of a sudden it just clicked, and he was wrestling a returning state qualifier from Lincoln and pretty much dominated the match. Didn't really – not on the scoreboard, didn't light it up, but, dominated all the positions and made the kid kind of a little whiny, which is – awesome to see, and then he just kind of has been cruising since then and really elevated himself.
So that match maybe kind of tripped the trigger for him, you think? Maybe?
Yeah, absolutely, and he's always had good offense, and he just was in a mental block, and then it was just all of a sudden he flipped the switch. I think it was the giant black eye he had.
I saw that,
I think that's what flipped the switch. he's been working hard, and he knew the time would come, and it just takes one match to really get you back on track, and that was the one for him.
Yeah. Then you followed it up. You're kind of shorthanded when you went down to Centerville, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, we're missing 7 of our usual starters going down there, so half of our lineup, different injuries, sickness, things like that. But the guys that we brought competed real well. Getting a 5th place finish with half our guys is pretty awesome. If we would have had, even just a couple of our guys, we would have been a team trophy top 3. And if we had our whole lineup, I don't think there's a doubt in my mind that we would have won that tournament. So, they're starting to wrestle well. Our top guys are wrestling really well. They're elevating. They're getting wins. A lot of those teams were at Atumwa. Lane had a kid from Wayne that majored him at Atumwa, and he just wasn't in the right headspace. And we got him on the right track and got to wrestle him again at Centerville. And Lane took it to him, took him down 3 or 4 times, and was real close to getting a major himself. So,
yeah. As far as wrestling is concerned, sounds like, we've talked a couple times now, and just kind of the mental part is almost as much as the physical part.
Oh, absolutely. And we actually, every Monday, we have Daryl Dotson, Dottie, our middle school principal, comes in and does mindset training with our kids every Monday. And then we're doing a book study through a Chop Wood, Carry Water book. So we actually take time during practice to do that mindset training and to read this book together so we can get them in the right mental state. I firmly believe that that's a huge part of wrestling. And I never had that growing up. So seeing the difference that it made last year when we did it, and now that we've got it going again this year, you can just tell that that's like the secret ingredient
there
almost is training the mind. It gets them on the right track and trying to wrestle their best.
Yeah. And any little edge it gets, definitely welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So you got coming up a trip to Iowa City, a meet there. What kind of competition are you going to see there?
Yeah. Every single team there is good. They're all real good. A lot of 3A. You get Mount Vernon in there, who's a top-ranked 2A team. Even Oski is a real tough 2A team. In our pool, we've got some tough teams with Atumwa, Clear Creek, Iowa City High, and Mount Vernon. So we'll get to wrestle those guys in pool play. But I'm excited. The reason I got us into the tournament is because I knew it was a lot of tough teams, and we just need more exposure to top-level 3A and even 2A high-caliber guys to get exposed to that, especially with the district that we've got. So I think it's going to be real good for us. I think our guys are going to compete real hard and not worry about what singlet is in front of them, but just worry about wrestling.
Yeah. And what, you'll have about a week off before a little Hawkeye Conference meet?
Yeah. Yep.
And that is coming up on the 1st of February. Mm-hmm. How do you think the team's going to be shaping up then?
Yeah, I mean, we're a real solid team, I think. And obviously our conference is loaded from top to bottom. I just want to see us go compete and wrestle some tough competition. We've wrestled a lot of them. Some of them we've dueled, and you know, Norwalk we weren't great against, so it'll be nice to see how we stack up against them. You know, just a lot of good wrestlers and a lot of good wrestling to get us ready for the district tournament. That's when it really matters. So excited and just going to go see how we do. And there's not a whole lot of expectation. We just want to go wrestle, do our best. And it's all about the process for us, not really results. Results are great, but we just want to see our kids improve from, you know, if we wrestled a kid and didn't do great and we wrestled better this time, knock them off, something like that. That's what we're looking for that.
Generally, in general terms, have you seen the kind of progress you've wanted throughout the season?
Yeah, I think we started a little bit slow, slower than I was expecting. But definitely, we're starting to turn the corner, and this is kind of in the training plan, as we want them to peak at the right time. Yeah, and so, you know, we're raising our intensity in practices, we're drilling. We had to get back to basics a little bit, I think. Part of that was on me of getting too high level stuff and not focusing on basics. So we've gotten back to that, really hammered that stuff. And the mindset training, we didn't really get to start till the middle school season was done because Dottie was coaching over there. So getting him over and doing the mindset stuff, and that has been a huge game changer for us. And, you know, just getting a little bit of confidence and wrestling good guys, but competing against good guys. With the combination of our intensity of practice raising, we're starting to see them get on track of where we want.
Okay. Well, good luck at Iowa City and the Little Hawkeye Conference meet. We appreciate your time, and best of luck.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
RJ Brown, the head coach of the boys wrestling team, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.